on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
You're listening to Expression FM. I'm Matt Bayliss with the latest headlines. This morning, the Institute of Fiscal Studies has said the UK could face an extra 2 years of austerity measures if voters chose to leave the European Union. The consensus of economists was that the UK economy would shrink after an EU exit. It warned ministers could react to the post-Brexit GDP fall with either deeper cuts or extending them. Vote Leave's John Redwood said the IFS was in the cosy establishment and that the UK was better off out of the EU. Speaking on BBC Radio 4's Today programme, he disputed forecasts in the report and said savings could be made from quitting the EU would mean that austerity would not be needed. GPs in England have been praised for the dramatic cut in antibiotic prescriptions. NHS Improvement says prescriptions for all types of antibiotic were down by more than 2.6 million on the previous year. They say this is a fantastic result and shows that doctors are being careful not to overprescribe them. It is a part of a wider drive to stop harmful infections developing resistance to antibiotics. In the UK, the largest chunk of antibiotic prescribing, over 80%, occurs outside of hospitals. And finally, a new study reveals that almost one in five couples in the UK argue regularly or consider separating. The report, carried out by the charity Relate, based a survey on 21,000 people in relationships from 2013 to 2015. It suggested 2.87 million people were distressed in relationships. Dr. David Majuri-Banks from Relate said constant bickering could have a far-reaching impact on children. On average, they do worse in school and can even fall into violent crime, he said. Dr. Majuri-Banks added, it is not just the actual breakdown of the relationship itself, it's specifically the conflict that surrounds it. Researchers looked at the data from the Understanding Society survey, which asked people how often they argued, how frequently they considered divorce, and regretted the relationship, as well as the extent of their unhappiness. You're listening to Expression FM. I'm Matt Bayliss, and you're up to date.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.